Hey there, it's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. We're into the thick of summer. It's the heat and humidity index that is at an all-time high, making clothes so difficult to wear. But our celebrity stylist expert, Michael O'Connor, knows what to do to stay cool. Michael O'Connor always has the best advice.
I hope you caught last week's segment, which was really all about mixing patterns. And I know that's a very scary prospect for some. But this week we have another topic that I think can actually be even more scary for many people, and that is wearing linen. Many people are afraid to wear linen because they feel that at the end of the day they look like a wrinkled sack. But the fact is that linen is one of the few fabrics that is actually perfect for summer living. It's an ancient and time-honored fabric. As a matter of fact, in ancient Egypt, they actually used to wrap mummies in linen. And the fabric is made of flax, which is a natural fabric. So the benefits are that it's lightweight, it breathes very well, and it's highly absorbent. All the things that you really want for summer. The downside is, unfortunately, that it is highly wrinkle-prone, something that you just kind of really have to get over. But some people say that that's how you know it's natural, and I think that's a great way to look at it. If you're the type of person who always needs to look starched and pressed, you may simply have to say, you know what, I just can't wear this fabric. It's an inherently more casual fabric, and it's made for muggy days, muggy climates, where pressed, starched, and crisp outfits are really just not in the cards. However, there are a few tricks that you can use to minimize that feeling of looking like you just slept in your clothes for a few weeks. If you can embrace the wrinkles and the casual nature of linen, one trick is to really keep the whole outfit casual and beachy in appearance, partnering a loose-fitting blouse with a pair of cutoffs, rolling up the sleeves, and wearing it with sandals. A loose-fitting dress partnered with a jute belt and flats will really create a great look for a summer party. But keeping the entire outfit in a summer neutral color scheme will also give that fresh, beachy appearance where the wrinkles really kind of look like they're more meant to be there. If you prefer a look that's a little less beachy and adds some structure to your appearance, partner a linen piece, which you know is going to wrinkle, with a crisper, natural fabric like a cotton or cotton blend that won't show as many wrinkles. You still keep the look bohemian in appearance because that's really going to keep it very nice and casual looking, but here's where you can add some color. Either let the linen piece be the one with the color or keep the linen neutral and off-white and add color somewhere else. By mixing the two fabrics together, you'll actually get a piece that's got a little bit more structure and some great color all in one look. Now, if you're somebody who insists on being crisp, you can actually iron your linen. Use a steam iron on the highest setting. Wet and wring out a bar cloth or a non-terry type of towel so that it's damp and not dripping. Place it over the garment as you press. You will end up with something that is crisp and beautiful, even if it's only for a short time. If you do want a more formal and less wrinkled look and still want to wear linen, you can still get the feeling. Take a simple linen shirt or blouse and put it underneath another fabric that will wrinkle less. This can elevate the entire look and still give you that sophisticated summer appearance and wearing linen without having that wrinkled look that you're trying to avoid. And if you're still an avid linen fan and really hate the wrinkles, here are a couple of things that you can do to minimize them. First of all, make sure that the piece fits perfectly. Excess fabric and gathers will create wrinkles. A proper fitting garment will help minimize this. Also, adjust your linen pants before you sit. When your body bends, expect wrinkles. By lifting your pants slightly at the thigh before you sit down, you'll lessen the wrinkles at the knee and behind. Another trick to wearing linen and minimizing the wrinkles is to wear your summer linen looks indoors. Since the heat and moisture add to the wrinkles, wear linen to events that will be inside in an air-conditioned environment. And additionally, if you're still worried and unconvinced about wearing linen, there are many linen fabrics that are made today that are used in suits and dresses that will actually help keep the look less wrinkled. You should remember, though, that despite being slightly wrinkled, linen gives an outfit a sophisticated and casual elegance that you really don't get with any other fabric. As a matter of fact, it is a summer classic. If you want to see this visually, please go to my Facebook page, which is Michael O'Connor Style, and I hope you'll follow me on Instagram and Twitter, which is @stylingspy. Remember, you can actually embrace your summer wrinkles, and now you're fashionable in five.
Fabulous information about fashion and mummies, too, from celebrity stylist Michael O'Connor on America Weekend. Thanks, Michael. You can check out Michael O'Connor every weekend here on the program with the very latest on fashion trends and styles and things to do and not to do as well. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend.
With you. Turns out the holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean, green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This gritty left winger was a fan favorite both with the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. He's a two-time Stanley Cup champion, and in 1994, he broke the Rangers club record for most goals in a season.
He scores! Adam Graves! Now the celebration begins! 51 goals for Adam Graves!
So where is Adam Graves now? Gravy announced his retirement in 2004, but has stayed involved in the game of hockey, serving as an instructor at the New York Rangers Youth Hockey Camp. In 2009, the Rangers honored Adam by retiring his number 9 jersey to the rafters of Madison Square Garden. Today, he works as the Rangers' director of hockey and business operations.
These guys are just getting into their primes. I think it's really going to help this group moving forward.
From the ice to the office, it's all gravy for the Rangers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.